Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop, pop, who mostly goes down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try, see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. Yeah, there go Mace, there go your cutie. Call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the balls stop. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now, what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this will be your day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here, ain't enough time here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DEA, federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant, not myself, and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean, triple beam, miracle dream, I'll be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Sitting holsters, girls on shoulders, playboy, I told ya, me and Mike to me, lose too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls do too much, I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that, if I did, ain't no problem, it gets the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I see your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, the C, B-I-G, be flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Hit my phone number, your man, and I should know, I got the dough, got the flow down, piss that, platinum plus, like this at, dangerous, on Trisac, leave your ass, piss that.
Evening, good folks. Once again, Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, K. Diddy coming through representing for us. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm going to let my co-host in a moment. I just want to take a moment and say that it has officially been a year since we started this show. And I don't know where the time has gone personally, but we come on here every week. And we try to share everything about ourselves with y'all. And hold on, I'm trying to let my family in, but the switchboard. Hey, Diddy, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now it's time for me to let Lady Joy up in the building. Hold on before I go any further. Lady Joy, you with us?
I'm here.
We's all here.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Officially, 1 year we've been doing this, and it kind of crept up on me because it's not something you really think about, but to have put in 52 weeks worth of work and try to talk about stuff that's relevant, and we get a little ghetto on here, but that's cool. Like I say, we ghetto, but we prolific.
We
want to thank everybody. Yes.
I'm prolific and prolific.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that. K. Diddy is prolific and prolific. Lady Joy, how would you describe yourself, ma'am?
I'm just me. I just tell it the way I see it, you know. I love everybody. Yeah, I might give somebody a hard time, but, you know, you got to be controversial, and that's what I think I am, controversial.
Now we gonna use big words today.
Well, you're talking about prolific. That's something you use every day.
actually that was PT's words.
Yeah, well, you jumped on it,
yeah,
and claimed that that's what you were, and that's not something that you
use. Well, double dose of it too.
Me, I'm controversial, and I say that every day because that's what I am. Now.
Right on, y'all. You know, but I want to thank everybody, every single soul who has ever taken time to listen to us, whether for the whole show or for a couple of minutes. Without y'all, this wouldn't be possible. We like, Lady Joy likes to always say, we love y'all. And we appreciate everybody who's taking the time to support us. And you know what I mean? That's a milestone right there.
Mm-hmm.
For an idea that was tossed around in a conversation and came up over, I think we had it over a salad. We were over a soup and salad when we formulated this. Remember that?
Yep, sure were. I remember.
Yeah, right on, man. So, you know. That's what we're doing right now. This is the appreciation show. And also, for everybody that's out there listening, don't forget, you know, Black History Month is coming to a close. But don't forget the struggles that all of us have gone through to become who we are. You understand what I'm saying? Don't forget the sacrifices that others have made for us. A lot of times we like to talk about the stars of the struggle. But they were nuts and bolts people who weren't in the limelight. They were our mothers and our fathers who had to go through some things in order for us to have a better life. And sometimes all of that is overlooked. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So on here we acknowledge the great people, but we also want to acknowledge the little people, your mothers and fathers, my mothers and fathers who had to live through some things that a lot of us here don't know nothing about. But the freedoms that we now enjoy was for because of the sacrifice that they made. You feel me?
That's right.
On that note, I'm going to let my man Bob Marley say it best, man.
From the past, unless it's support the bitch. You've got to fulfill your food. Won't you hear the
Honorable Robert Nesta Marley, straight off the rock, out of Jamaica, you know what I mean? Like I said, this week, you know what I mean? We'll be closing it out on the whole Black History theme. Here on Can a Player Play, we are prolific and prolific. We are controversial and prolific. And I myself, I am personally ghetto and prolific.
All right. I'll concede. Okay. Maybe we all are just a little bit ghetto. Okay. Does that make y'all feel a little bit better?
I was just feeling it anyway, because we all ghetto, and not just a little bit either.
Okay. Oh, see now. Wait a minute. See now, there you go.
What? I'm just saying.
No, I know what you said. Now, there you go.
What? I'm just saying, you said a little bit ghetto. No, I'm not saying we're a lot ghetto. I'm just saying we are ghetto. Okay?
Yeah,
but
that's almost saying a lot, though.
And you're talking about your Spam and potato chips and hot sauce and ketchup and little weenies and stuff. That's ghetto.
No, that's fine. That's fine dining. You just don't understand.
That's ghetto fine dining.
you know, pretty black. I see you just joined us. Welcome, guest 2295. Thank you for joining us. This week, you know, what I mean, like I said, I'm wrapping out the theme, and we're talking about freedom. But it's also the 1 year anniversary of our show that we put a lot of effort and time into, and we thank everybody for accepting our creative energy that we put out there. We're trying to do something positive. You know what I mean? And that leads me to a quote from my man, Marcus Garvey. This is one of the prolific moments on the show. And this is something I think a lot of my brothers and my sisters are lacking out there in this day and age, because we've all gotten too caught up in trying to live through music videos and trying to live through rappers. And I love hip-hop. Hip-hop came around when I was a little boy growing up, and I've grown in hip-hop. I'm one of the first generation hip-hop babies. But it has become such a global influence now, and a lot of people are getting caught up in the glitz and the glam. But what you're seeing is a finished product. And you can't get to the 3-carat diamonds if you don't put the work in. The brothers you see on the TV singing and dancing and rapping, the 3-carat diamond you see on their rings and in their ears and all that, and the cars they drive, took work. But they don't tell you that, because all you see is the finished product, so you want to be all driving the Phantom. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't tell you that the car insurance on a Phantom will probably run you what most of us make in a month. I keep it 100% with you. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the drive, because the freedoms that afforded to us came from the sacrifice, and you deserve a damn Phantom if you've put in the work. My man,
Tony.
Marcus Garvey said, ambition, yes.
Tony.
Lady Joy, yes.
You talk about the products that a lot of people, especially the young people, see on the videos that are being shown these days. A lot of that stuff is rented or borrowed for that particular video. Okay.
Put that out there again, Lady Jack.
A lot of that stuff that you see, a lot of the products that you see in the videos, are a lot of them are product placements. A lot of the stuff is rented or borrowed for that particular video. And a lot of the jewelry you see is rented or crystal or cubic zirconia. I'm telling you, I know
take
these
heed.
Things. And, you take, know, a lot
from
of
from an entertainment veteran.
Huh?
I was letting him know, take those words of wisdom from an entertainment veteran.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of these young kids that see this stuff, you know, they've always, you know, it's always been said that black people are attracted to shiny things, okay? And a lot of these kids that see the stuff, they are impressed by what they see. And a lot of it is fantasy, and most of it is not real. And they're not knowing this. But being in the entertainment industry, you find out certain things, you know. And I've known this to be true. I've had people that I know that's been in videos to tell me these things. And a lot of it is not real. But it's impressive to the younger generation, and that's something that they want to have, and not even knowing that it's not real. So it's like you really have to get your priorities straight about what you want to do in your life. You know, do you want to go out there because you're attracted to the shiny things? Or and I think a lot of these videos really need to be changed, you know, for our younger generation, you know, because there's so much talent out there, and it gets swayed because of a lot of the fantasy of what they see and not the real. You know what I mean? And yes, a lot of people have come up, you know, a lot of people in the music industry have come up from, you know, where they came from, and a lot of our people are, you know, it's like when they get a hotel, a little bit of money, they just go out there and just lose their mind. I was reading just yesterday, Cat Williams, the fantasy that he was driving has been repossessed, and his house is up for foreclosure. And my question is, what do these people do with their money? You know, it's like you need some kind of advisor or something. You know, so you want, yeah, you know, you might go a little crazy, but just don't lose your mind, because you got to think of your future, because you might not be in that position all the time to make that money that you made at that particular time. You know, but that's just me.
Absolutely, and a lot of y'all are probably saying, what does this have to do with the topic of freedom? Freedom, as a song, if you listen to the words of Bob Marley, is you have to emancipate yourself from mental slavery before you can emancipate yourself from physical slavery. And this slavery has taken on a new face. It has changed with time. We're no longer picking cotton and growing tobacco and stuff of that nature. We are now slaves to our lifestyles. We are now slaves to images that we're trying to live up to. We are now slaves when little girls at 9, 10-year-old are not happy with themselves because some model on TV looks one way and they look another way. Freedom is a word that applies to life in general. We must be free to express ourselves. We must be free to create. We must be free to be ourselves. We must be free to think. And that is a lost thing on my generation. A lot of us are not thinkers anymore. We are followers. And that is what is affecting us so greatly. Did you hear what the Lady Joy just said? My man Cat Williams, who just maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago, was the most successful comedian, touring, DVD-wise, is losing his home and his car. The good news for Mr. Williams is, unlike most of us, all he has to do is hit the road again, because his name is Cat Williams. So maybe he won't receive $50,000 or $100,000 a show. Maybe now he'll sell for $10,000. But he still has that option. And the question we have to ask ourselves as a lot of us move forward is, when we start climbing up the ladder, that's why I started off the show. Everything I do is by design. More money, more problems. the more money you get, because we're in the ghetto struggling to get out, the more money we get, the easier we think things are going to become. But the struggle continues, because then you get surrounded by the yes man. And the yes man is there to appease you. But what he's not telling you is that he has ulterior motives, and you just another chink in a chain. And when I say chink, I'm not being racial. I'm talking about a link. Let me be politically correct. You're just another link in his hustle. But because you have not freed yourself from certain images that you're seeing, and you're trying to live up to this image, you find yourself bankrupt. The list goes on and on, because we have not mentally freed ourselves from the image that the black man is attracted to shiny things. Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Muhammad Ali, great black athletes, great black entertainers. Sammy Davis died broke. Red Fox died broke. I'm throwing names out there that people can identify, but the list goes on and on and on, because we have not freed our minds. We have not taken control of our destiny. MC Hammer, how many rappers that you know within a year of their success is penniless?
You've got to
think. You've got to think. You've got to open your mind to the possibility that you've surrounded yourself with yes men and yes women. And this quote I'm about to read by my man Marcus Garvey, designed for the little boy, little girl, or the teenager, or the young hustler in the game. I like to tell everybody, hustling is not a career. Hustling is a come up. Ambition is the desire to go forward and improve one's condition. It is a burning flame that lights up the life of the individual and makes him see himself in another state. To be ambitious is to be great in mind and soul. To want that which is worthwhile and strive for it. To go on without looking back, reaching to whatever gives you satisfaction. To be humanly ambitious is to take it on in the world and step into the province of man. The divine ambition is not to offend God and try not to rival his infinite majesty. The struggle that everybody before us has laid out. Today I'm talking about my mother, your mother, our grandmother, anybody who has struggled and took the abuse that we never saw and we take it for granted. There was a time if we couldn't even go into Foot Locker, Foot Locker existed. There was a time we couldn't go into restaurants, but a lot of us have forgotten that because it's just been so easy for us. I, too, have forgotten at times. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I've just always been like, yeah. Slavery has taken on a new face. The slavery is we are slaves to our lifestyle. We're slaves to music video. We're slaves to the TV. We're slaves to everything that tries to tell you what you ought to be. Too many of us have not taken the time to find out what I want. Maybe that's too deep for some of y'all, so I'm going to step away from that for a moment, and I'm going to step into a more personal domain. In your own home, when you're in a relationship, a lot of us get into relationships and years into it, nobody knows what the next person wants, but we together and popping our babies. But nobody ever stops to say, hold up, dog. Go ahead, Mr. KD.
I was just going to say the average person don't even know their mate's favorite color.
Straight up. So we're in this vicious cycle where slavery and freedom have taken on so many different meanings to us that most of us don't have a clue to it. A lot of people are now slaves to their credit card. A lot of people are now slaves to their car payments. A lot of people are now slaves to the images of the Joneses that you cannot keep up. You can't keep up with Puffy. started somewhere. He started with ambition. And you must develop ambition in yourself so that you can become you. The next great thing is you. That's one thing I can say from that I learned from my man K. Diddy. One of his favorite questions is, you must not know who the hell I think I am.
Absolutely. If you don't love you.
That might come off egotistical. Go ahead, brother.
I was just finna say, if you don't think, if you don't love you, if you don't feel good about you, it's real hard to look somebody else in their face and say you love them, you care about them. That's BS right there. From the basic sense, you got to take care of your star player.
You got that right, bro.
And Cat Williams is one of the people who was famous for talking about his star player. He has lost focus with his star player. He got caught, became a slave to the lifestyle. And it's very easy to do. It is very easy to do. So
also, Tony, you know, success is like riding a bicycle. You know, when you first learn how to ride a bicycle, you don't fall off. You know what I'm saying? And success is the same way. You know, it's not like, you know, you just grew up one day and just learn how to be successful. So sometimes you do dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, with whatever my man's thing is, you know, that's a brother I know personally and spent a little bit of time with, you know what I'm saying? So I know he's not ignorant. I know he's just out there sometimes. So it could be a lot of reasons, you know, he could be in that situation. You know, he could even overextend himself. So I'm going to take up for him a little bit. He might have even overextended himself. He might have bought something else that he liked better. I mean, I don't really know. But, you know, success, like I said, you know, you got to learn how to be successful. That's something that we're not taught. It is, well, some of us like me are gifted, but, you know, it's a thing that you have to learn along the way. So, you know, you're gonna do dumb shit. That's all I'm saying. You're gonna do dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make mistakes, man, but that's how we learn. And I want to throw this one out there, too. God didn't make no perfect people. We all are work in progress. The difference is if you're man or woman enough to own up to that and step your game up, you know, if there's some flaws in your character, whatever the shit is, if you want to be in denial, you're only fooling yourself, but the real is the real. But you know what I'm saying? So acknowledge your flaws or whatever they are, you know, and just step it up, player. You know what I'm saying? Try to fix that shit.
And you know what, Denise, I totally agree with you. You know, we don't always agree on everything, but I got your back on that one, bro, because so many people think that they got it going on out there and that they are the shit, and they're just not seeing that. You know, me, myself, I know I'm a work in progress every day, every hour, okay, and I accept that, and I don't have a problem with it. You know, because
that's keeping it real. That's what you call keeping it real. People say, people use that term a lot, Joy, but they don't even know what that means. They be saying, oh, bro, yeah, keep it real. They don't even know what that shit means. They are fake, phony.
Yep. And as far as I'm concerned, I just do my thing, and I pray every day for forgiveness because I know I've done something stupid or dumb or something that I shouldn't have done, and I pray
that's
for
true.
Forgiveness.
That's true.
You
that's
know?
True.
And okay, I heard you the first time. and you know, I pray for forgiveness, and I ask for guidance. You know, for me to be the best me that I can be. You know, and I look at it like this. You know, you don't have to like me, because after you're the one that's missing out. You know, and I just keep it moving. You know, and God bless you, and see ya.
I know.
Can I get an amen?
Man. Amen. You know, so I like to remind people, man, the switchboard lit up. Hello, y'all. A lot of y'all are listening. I don't mind you listening. I love when y'all listen to me. I see the 213s, the 714s, the 310s. I see my folks online in the chat room that's just chilling, listening to us.
Let them in.
Go ahead,
I'm ready.
Yeah, absolutely. If y'all want to say anything, press the number one. Join us. If not, continue to listen to Can the Player Play. Please, don't let the name of the show fool you. And, you know, we do get on some player stuff over here, too. But most of the time, we come by playing the game of life over here. Join the movement. You understand what I'm saying? We come in, I'm building the, don't worry, y'all. I'm building the university. It's coming real soon. It's going to be called Playerology University, S-Y-G-U. And I'm going to have the curriculum and the necessary required books to read. It's becoming a movement, y'all, because it's getting deeper and deeper. And I'm taking this thing as far as the universe will bless me to go with it. And we out here working. You understand? K. Diddy working, Lady Joy working, and we bringing a creative energy to everybody, and we appreciate everybody. Like I said, today is our one-year anniversary, and that's almost crazy to me. But we've been on here for a year doing our thing, talking our trash, cussing people out, you know what I mean, enlightening people, loving people, telling people to get the hell on. We do what we want to do over here. And I'm going to get back into my deep moments. You know what I mean? I'm ghetto, but I'm prolific. That's all I'm going to say. I am what I am. That's one thing that I've grown to discover, and too many of us are not comfortable with that. Free yourself of that. My sister, you're a little bit overweight. You know what I mean? Don't beat yourself up about it. You've become a slave to the diet industry. Take this pill and I shall set you free. Drink this juice and you shall be set free. Join this diet. Join this gym. You are now a slave to the diet industry.
Well, for that, all I got to say is nobody wants a bone but a dog, and he buries that. Okay, just so long as you're healthy and you feel good, keep it moving.
I just got one request, though, but the shit's not too little. Please just don't wear it. Everything else is all good, Ma.
One size fit all isn't for everybody.
It's really not. It's really not.
Okay, so don't get it twisted. So
on
Tony,
that
let
note,
some of our callers in.
Whenever they press it, I will gladly let them in. They know the routine. Hey. Hit the number one and join us in. I'm about to go jump on Twitter. And I'm going to drop y'all a little music right there. Something going on with my music, so I'm going to have to move on. I don't know why Blog Talk be tripping with a brother. I ain't going to say it's a racial thing. I'm going to just, you know, we're just going to do it like this. I like him better anyway. You know what I mean? Blog Talk be playing with our emotions, man. Playing with our emotions, and I really don't know why. You know? Brother over here trying to be all political and
different. You are listening to Can a Player Play live with your co-host Pretty Tony, the lovely Joy LaShawn, and of course the infamous K. Diddy. Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Can a Player Play.
to get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around.
Gentlemen, can a player play every Sunday live at 2:30? Lady Joy, Kate Diddy, and your boy Pretty Tone. This week we're talking about freedom, man. We're tacking it on this whole month. We've been talking about Black history, but you know, I mean, every race should be proud of who they are. And we're talking about Black history because you know, I mean, this is a predominantly Black show, but you know, we're up in here doing our thing. But every race should be proud of who they are. Struggle to get where your family has come from, to where y'all going, you know what I mean? We're not knocking anybody. Now, somebody just hit me on the Twitter and they asked, What is playerology all about? I thought it was about being a player, man. It is. So let me clarify this movement, you know what I mean, that was created in my big-ass head. Playerology is more than just this whole game that you've been taught about, you know what I mean, brothers hollering at women and women hollering at men, because women are players. So playerology is a movement that's growing about thinking, how to play the game of life, because a lot of us never take time to structure our thought patterns to play the game of life. Life is more than sexual satisfaction. Life is more than instant gratification. Life is about figuring out a strategy that works for you in whatever situation you're in, and that's what playerology is all about. Thinking, figuring things out for yourselves and making it through. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything that I can truly say that playerology is a thinking man's process to step your game up. Shout out to www.worldmovement.com. Shout out to the book Player Step Your Game Up. Shout out to the book Playerology. And most assuredly, a big shout out, because it's finally done. It's just got to get into production now. To Who Is She and What Is She to You? Coming real soon to y'all. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
hey, wait.
Man. Absolutely. Now, anybody that wants to join the conversation, y'all know the routine. Press the number one, jump in, say your piece. We ain't got to like what you're saying, but we're going to listen to you. You feel me? If you want to say
right.
something about your mother or father's struggle, or your own personal struggle, or the struggle of your children, or just your struggle with your weight, whatever. We're talking about freedom today, baby. The freedom to be you. And I said, shout out to my girl, Sweet D Love, who always say, free to be me.
That's right, Sweet D.
I love that. I'll let your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, definitely. The freedoms we're talking about today, we started off with the mind. Because whatever captivates your mind has your soul and your body. So the freedom starts first off in your head to take a moment and say, what works for me and what doesn't work for me? A lot of us are afraid to venture out into that water because we're in this little comfort zone. You know, so like when you're in a relationship and you're like, well, Why y'all feel together? I ain't even know, man. It just is what it is. If that is all you can sum up your relationship to, that is a sad state of affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah. You're going to be miserable with each other, and resentment's going to sit in, and it's going to be some serious problems, and you're going to probably end up not being together anyway.
And that's the crazy thing. That is the crazy thing to me when you summarize the nature of that relationship and all you can say is, it is what it is.
Mm.
Or, I don't know. You got to have something, the basis of something, even beyond your relationship. If you're in a business partnership, if you're venturing out into the world, it's a friendship. You got to take a moment and free your mind and be like, okay, what am I doing this for?
What am I getting out of it?
There you go. A lot of us don't spend enough time thinking. A lot of times we don't process information. We are reactionary.
It's like, what am I getting out of it and what is it getting out of me?
Straight up. Because everybody has to get something out of something while we're doing it. Now,
right.
As you pressure yourself to live up to certain expectations that, quite frankly, you are not capable of, I have the saying, stay in your lane. If you ain't never been a size 2, don't aim to be a size 2. Aim to be healthy. Aim to tone up what you got a little bit. Aim to make the best of what you got to work with. Free yourself from the diet industry, man.
Everybody's not going to be a size.
Me personally, straight up, me personally, I'm a big boy. I know certain things are not for me, but I've taken it upon myself to start walking a little bit, to cut back in certain things a little bit, to watch what I eat a little bit, to take in more fruit than I do fat, veggies and stuff of that nature. That works for me. But realistically, I've been a big boy since birth. I came in 10 pounds strong.
Woo! Feel for your mother, boy.
Shout out to moms. Matter of fact, I want to take this moment. I'm always talking about I watched the struggles my personal mother went through so that I could have a good life. The working two jobs and going to school at night. And I don't talk about her enough, but I talk about her when I speak of the struggle in general. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, all these wonderful people were the struggle. But individuals who were born in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and stuff of that nature went through the real struggle just in their everyday life. And we don't speak about them enough. We don't talk about the grandmothers who had to scrub the floors so that our mamas and daddies could have a chance at education. So as a matter of fact, shout out to everybody, grandma and great my great grandmother and fathers, man, who went through the struggle so that we can be on this show right now today, broadcasting all over the world. There was a time ago my big black ass couldn't be on the air.
I heard that.
So we want to acknowledge everybody.
I remember, Tony, when I was a little girl, and I used to listen to the radio, and I used to think about, I would love to be on the radio. And you know, back then when I was a child, back in the 60s, during the Martin Luther King revolution and all of that, and that was something that I wanted to do, but it never occurred to me that I would be able to do that. Because, for one thing, it was only
How long ago was that you said?
Long enough. And oh, you ought to know. You were there before me. But anyway, it just never occurred to me that that would happen for me. Because I used to listen to the radio, and it was AM, and it was all-white station, you know. And Beach Boys and Elvis Presley and, you know, all of that. Very seldom did you hear any black music. You might have heard the Four Tops from time to time, the Temptations every now and then. But now we have our own black stations, you know. And this is Black History Month, and the people that have been before us have struggled for us to be where we are now, and we're struggling for our kids to be in a better place when they get older. A lot of kids don't realize that, you know, because they're distracted by too many other things that's going on. But I guess eventually they'll see it. Hopefully.
I won't even take it a step further. As a matter of fact, a lot of people probably don't even realize that. I'm right now on this phone. We got a man who's a pioneer because there was a time when a black man couldn't own his own record company. And we, right now, you know, y'all might hear him on here talking about Van Sausages and Spam and all the wonderful things. But right now, we got a pioneer right now, the CEO of World Movement Records, you know what I mean? Mr. K. Diddy himself, for real. So he is a part of Black History Month, but I ain't going to pump his little ego up too much. Because he already feels his damn self.
Please don't do that.
Brother. This is for
please
you.
Don't do that.
Brother.
Okay.
You know what I mean? My man K. Diddy, for real. CEO of World Movement Records. And as a matter of fact, I'm about to play another young act that he's trying to get on. Because everybody's trying to get on. What is the song called? Everybody Else I See by C. Jones. World Movement Records.
J-O-N-E-Z. Yeah, man. From the beat. Las Vegas, Nevada. Better believe it,
T-Pain.
If I had a fade, I'd still be a nappy boy. Take down my braids, I'd still be a nappy boy. I turn my head, I'm a steel, I'm a nappy boy. Wake up off the bed and thank God I'm a nappy boy. Street credibility, black card ability. Front yard, car lot, backyard, baby. I don't have a house, no. I have a castle, cathedral, chapel. Give away homes, pick a ticket off the raffle. I can take you anywhere, know how to act though. Pick a place, spin the globe, roll gold, outline the diamonds that glow. Showing up like Jazzy Faye, showing up and showing out. I can say, oh, and easy, oh, so easy. I can be me being everybody else, that's the hard part. Ain't T-Pain, no, girl, I can't stand. Ain't Lil Wayne, got no championship ring. Quite a kept, I'm not even signed yet. I'm waiting on that call from Tallahassee about my sign check. You can bet, like BET, black star power is in me along with the Hennessy. Blue president black, yeah. I know you like it how I know, because I'm psychic, telepathic, intergalactic, interactive. Somewhere with the asteroids and comets, dressed cleaner than Comet. Enjoying these zeros and commas, it's better than what it sounds. Three rings, I'm enjoying balloons and the clowns. You fools get some clowns, buffoons lay it down. I've got a club and a bar in my spot. In my closet is the place where my loved one shot. If they ain't got it, then they know that I got it. If they ain't bought it, then they know that I bought it. I make a profit, put some money in wallets. We can turn your closet into your family's personal shopping. I thought that you would like it, to know that you would love it. Want me on your hip like a sidekick in public. Girl, intact on my arm, a blaze on my waist, I guess I cause you harm, nah, cause that's everybody else. I walk around fly like my first name Stealth. Don't need no heater, don't serve cocaina. I could be a pimp, something like Bun Beater, but it's only one of him, and it's only one of me. R.I.P. Pimp C. L.V.N.D. Las Vegas, Nevada. My pockets is fatter, my rhymes is badder. And I got the product that everybody looking for. I got the crowd packed from the ceiling to the floor. They came to see me, cause I got the illest flow. They came to see my truck, my rim, inches 44. And they stop and go. I know you wanna pose to live like wonderful.
World Movement Recording Artists, www.worldmovement.com. My man over there, matter of fact, that who's definitely part of Black History is doggone self. KD, where you at, brother?
Right here, brother. Trying to do what my man IC just said. You know, I got to be me. I can't be everybody else. You know what I mean? Got to be me.
Absolutely. I wanted to touch on that a little bit because a lot of times you're on here and, you know, we're doing our thing, but we don't really play up the role enough that you're over there, you know what I mean, a black man in charge of his own record label. And there was a time when that wouldn't be possible. And I know maybe you've never thought about that before, but that in itself is significant that you can actually say that this is your label. You are the HNIC. Personally, what does that mean to you, man?
it means that oh man, that is so heavy right there, bro. Because it's still in the real world. There's some still things that we can't own right today, and there's a lot of people that don't really realize that. You know what I'm saying? And we are some of the most talented people in the world. But I always think that in a game that you didn't create, all you could be is all that you could be within that game, because it wasn't your game. You know what I'm saying? You didn't create the game. And see, a lot of people don't understand about this business. We didn't create the game, so we got to be all that we could be within that game, because we're not going to be able to totally manipulate and control the game for the power.
Well, you know what? Well, you know what, K. Diddy? We didn't invent the game, but we have improved the game from our perspective.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's no question of that. I'm saying that we have to learn to be all that we can be within that. That's just like any structure, there's rules, but since we didn't create the game, we cannot control the game. You can only control the game when you can created it. Because then once you create it, you can change the rules whenever you want. We can't change the rules. Because I got one question for you. I mean, how many real major distribution companies do you know that blacks own, or any other minority, matter of fact, any other minority, let's open it up, that they actually own? And I'm saying major. And it ain't because Oprah don't have the money to afford it. So let me throw that one out there, too.
I guess she just choose not to.
Okay. Well, I differ with that one, too, but okay. That's what I'm talking about, being all you can be within a game that you didn't create.
So, Tony, do we have anybody in the chat room? No tweeters, no callers?
Everybody's just listening to us right now. We've got quite a few people on the switchboard, a couple people in the chat room. Nobody on Twitter. You ain't stirred nobody up yet. I only got that one question about the whole place.
And she also promised not to beat him up, so you can say that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, get mad at me or something.
She promised not to beat y'all up, and she promised to let y'all have your opinion. Even if she don't like it, she said she would let y'all have y'all's opinion.
Yeah, so don't be scared.
The only commentary we have is in the chat room. Pretty Black says you are speaking the truth. I guess they're agreeing with what we're on here talking about today, and we'll take that. You know what I mean? We're going to keep the show rolling right along, because as long as y'all listening, I'm good, and y'all ain't going nowhere, because I see the phone number, so I guess y'all are enjoying our conversation. So thank you. 1 year anniversary of the show, and we greatly appreciate you. Anybody that's going to go into the archives, because a lot of y'all listen to us in the archives, we appreciate everybody, and we're going to keep trying to go strong, and we're going to keep trying to be positive, and we're going to keep trying to put our creative energy out there, and hopefully some of the things we say will benefit somebody. And hell, if you don't like what we have to say, tough, we're still going to say it anyway. Like Lady Joy like to say, we ain't scared of y'all. Tell them, Lady Joy.
She always say, opinions is like a-holes, and we all got one.
That's right, and I will say it over and over. We ain't scared. Don't be scared of us, okay? So if you got something to say, bring it, you know? And if we don't like it, we'll let you know. And if you don't like what we say, let us know. Not that it'll matter anyway, but it's out there.
There you go.
At least you put it out there,
absolutely.
You know, whether we like it or not. You know, everybody's entitled. So,
yes, indeed. Now, over the course of this year, we have touched on so many topics. It's just crazy. You know what I mean? And it started off, and we have just let it evolve. It's still going to continue to evolve because I want it. Matter of fact, let me take the eye. We want it to be relevant. we don't really talk about things on here that's not relevant. We try, like I said, we talk about life and everything on here. We talk about the good, the bad, and the in-between. But we hopefully the message that we're putting out there is touching somebody's life where they understand that first and foremost, the biggest thing, the biggest message we try to get out there is love thyself. And if you don't love yourself, if you don't appreciate all that you have to offer, ain't nobody else going to do that for you.
That's right.
You have the freedom to be who you want to be and say who you what you want to say. But sometimes the problem with most of us is that we don't know when and where to do things. And trust me, it's all about placement. There's a time and a place for everything. You know, I'm going to get ghetto for a moment. Going up to your baby daddy job, the baby dad, the job that he's using to pay his child support is not the place to go air your dirty laundry. That's a big no-no. Going up to your baby mama's job. Say that again.
Because if the job is lost, there's no payments to be made. Because you're at the food.
So, you know, going up to your baby mama's job, you know what I mean, busting out her car windows is not appropriate at all. Going over to the house that your child lives in and acting the damn fool that they're going to get evicted is not appropriate. And one of the biggest no-nos I want to tell my people, my hood people, is do not be afraid to learn. Do not be afraid to change. Change in this life is constant. Seasons change and so much weed. You understand? You can't be the same way you were. And you see, this leads me into some more ghetto stuff. K. Diddy gonna like this. If you've gotten older and developed a few jelly rolls, the back-out blouse is not for you.
Okay. And for neither
the brothers,
are the biker pants.
For the brothers out there still trying to cling to their 21-year-old physique wearing these too tight shirts, it's not for you, bro. You know, ease up on the brute and the taco meat. You know what I mean?
And the cheap cologne.
For real.
Like it fell in it.
Step your game up. Step your game up. Now, we're going to get back to being prolific. Now, K. Diddy, I had put you on the spot a moment ago, and I'm not letting you off it because, you know, you're in one of the rare positions, like we were talking about. You're the CEO of a record label, and that in itself, years ago, would not be possible. So I want to talk about World Movement a little bit. And, you know, what's the motto of World Movement, by the way?
Moving the world without music.
And one of your goals over there, World, to give the independent artists a chance, you know, it's a difficult role being an independent label, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because, I mean, just the way the business is conducted nowadays, it's just, it's changed the whole way the business is done. Once upon a time, you know, labels used to seek artists, sign them, put them in artist development, totally fund the whole project, you know what I'm saying? They were the bank, in other words. You know, they would bankroll the whole operation and they'd wait to see a return on their investment. But the way the business is, the economy is now, they don't gamble on anybody. They use independent companies, management companies, production companies. And once we show some success or some activity with the artist via SoundScan, they don't even take nobody's word for it now. You got to have documentation or some proof of how many downloads you get in a week. And once you got that kind of activity going on, and then they want to come do business with you. Because nobody's trying to lose no more. They can't afford it. So, you know, it's exciting
now,
in one way, but then in another way, you know, it kind of like brings the fleas out. And like I also say, whenever there's a good dog, there's always a good flea. So the more successful you become, so does the fleas. They get more successful and more cunning, too.
Now, in the entertainment business, you've been in it for quite a while, in a management role and all this good stuff. and yes, freedom, sir. One of the freedoms that you were looking for while you started your record label. What is one of the major freedoms you're like, man, you know what, I need to do this because I feel shackled over here?
Well,
what was one of the major freedoms you were first pursuing?
Well, when I was doing management, I mean, one of the main things of a manager that's actually dealing with an artist that don't have a deal, an unsigned artist, I mean, one of the main responsibilities is to get something happening with that artist. And so a lot of times you find yourself, you know, running around trying to kiss up to some label just to get your artist's career going or trying to get him signed to some label. But one of the freedoms you have by independent label, being an independent label, you don't have to go look to sign your artist to anybody. You can do it yourself, you know. But that within itself is a growing process, because I hear a lot of cats daily, you know, say that they got a label, or they'll go, you know, pay the $200, you know, to do the paperwork to get a DBA and say they got a label, but they don't have the clue of running a label. So the freedom is basically that.
Hold on, somebody got their hand up. Your number is blocked, 111. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to find out about your description. It says here about the struggle to be free. So I wanted to find out, what is it that you mean specifically?
You kind of broke up a little bit. You say that again. I didn't quite get that.
You didn't hear me? All right. It says in your description you're going to be talking about the struggles to be free. So I wanted to find out specifically
yes.
what you meant.
Oh, the struggle to be free. Well, I had addressed that earlier in the show, but I'll say it again. No problem, my brother. The struggle to be free. This month is Black History Month, and we were discussing freedom in a very general sense because everybody is a slave to something now. Some people are slaves to their lifestyles. Some people are slaves to the diet industry. Some people are slaves to their credit card. You understand? So the struggle to be free is something we're addressing in general. Some people are a slave to their job where they cannot release the creative energies that they really want to because they're put in this box and they can't get out of it.
All right.
So we're just discussing freedom in a general context in any way, shape, or form that freedom applies to an individual's life.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So do you have anything to say about that, sir? Sir, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think people are restrained in all sorts of ways. As the host was saying, if you're on a job, you can't do what you want to do unless you negotiate what it is that you want to do with your boss. So there are times when you have to... You're working for a sucky boss. Either you accept it or you leave. So,
right.
You know, those are the freedoms that people have. That's not a freedom which people want to have, you know. People would rather have the freedom to do what they want to do. But there are times when we can't do what we want to do. Like an example
that's
with
right.
the boss, you know. Credit card is another example. If a person can be free to charge a credit card, but they have the responsibility of paying back that credit card, and people don't know how to use that freedom in a good way, then they're going to be saddled with debt. So actually, nobody's truly free to do what they want to do. And in a way, it's good, because there are a lot of people who just want to, you know, take out an AK-47 and have the freedom to shoot
or airplane
or an airplane like Joe Stack. So you know, you can't have complete freedom. But you can't have your freedoms aberrated, let's say abridged either. People, I'm a libertarian. I believe, do whatever you want to do. Just don't step on my freedom, you know? So that's basically it. It's very simple.
Makes sense to me.
You know.
Makes sense to me, my man.
You know? But I think a lot of times people believe that because you want to do something and if you don't reach it, there's a problem. And it is. Called failure. You have to get up and start all over again sometimes. You know, sometimes the people who succeed the best are those who have failed the most. So we all have to learn.
That's right.
You
know, and you learn from failing.
I think that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Nothing beats a failure but a try.
There you go. And you learn from that.
Yep, so I guess, you know, that's my philosophy on it. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
No, okay. Any different, any contrary opinions, or did I interrupt something, or what?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
That's the beauty of this show. That is the beauty of this show, my man. We just let it flow on here, and like I said, the general word, you just dropped some words of wisdom right there about, you know, freedom, and sometimes you got to contain yourself for the betterment. Just don't step on anybody else's freedom in your own personal quest.
Right. Oh, I
so
got a radical.
I can dig that, my man.
I'm sorry. I have a radical example, since you have a lady on the show. She's a hostess, I presume, right?
Yes.
Okay, I have a radical example of freedom. With freedom comes responsibility. Now, here's my example. I was talking about relationships with some people some while back, and I say, you know what? People should have their boundaries. They should let their boundaries be known. They should have rules. And if a person's going to associate with you, and if they know what those rules are, then they shouldn't be surprised what happens to them. So I gave this example, and I was cut off. I hadn't finished giving my complete example, but that's okay. I'll give it now. Let's say, for example, my rules are I'm dating somebody. They know that if they're over in my house, she's safe, okay? She doesn't have to worry about, you know, is this guy nuts or anything, except for one thing. You enter my bedroom, and you know what my rules are. You can't say no. Now, I know the logical conclusion is, uh-oh, she's going to get raped. That's a logical conclusion. It's not the logical conclusion. My thing is, you're in my house, I've dated you, you've already had 3 or 4 times, you don't want to be kissed while you're in my living room, in my kitchen. Okay, you're not coming back. Okay, no problem, you just don't come back. But you can't play games, like some women have, go into my bedroom and expect, you know, to play games and say, oh, you know what, I'm naked, but I don't expect you to do anything. So my thing is, you know, so my thing is you cannot say no. You say no, you got to go. I will throw your clothes out the window. I will throw you out of my house. You will have an experience you will never enjoy, and I hope that you don't do it to anybody else. So that's my, you know, the freedom is, here are my rules. If you don't like them, if you think they're too radical for you, don't date. Don't come over to my house. But if you're in my house, no problem.
And you know what, my brother?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the right to have that, because like you said, what I like about your statement, I might not agree with all of it, but I like this part. You say you made the rules known. It's not like you waited. The rules were known before they got there.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
There you go. So don't venture in my bedroom, because once you enter into the bedroom, and once you cross that door, it's a whole different scenario.
Exactly.
And that was already established. There you go. I can dig that, my man. Because I've had rules like that. My doggone self, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't venture into the room.
That's it.
You know what I mean? We can hang out in the living room. We can hang out, you know, we can go out to dinner. But once you come to the bedroom,
right,
that's my signal that, okay, it's on.
That's right. And
so
the girl,
that's fair.
Yeah, and the girl can say, you know, I forgot to say this. If you're sick, I understand that you're not playing games with me. Let's say all of a sudden you became sick because of the food we ate or something. No problem, you know. All right? I'll comfort you. I'll even be there, you know, if you need me to go with you to the doctor if you really ate some bad food. But, you know, you can't play games. If I'm not going to play games with you, you can't play games with me. And I've had women in my bedroom who, when I was younger, I'm on my period. Now, at the time, I thought, wow, you know, she's on a period and she still wants to be with me. That's cool, you know. But I'm thinking, you should be here. You didn't let me know at the beginning of the date. You should be here in order to have sex, because that's why you're in my bed. You know, but why are you here? So I thought that was cool, you know. But then as I started getting older, I said, you know, that's nonsense. That is crap. So I want to know what the woman thinks about my philosophy.
Okay, first of all, the woman's name is Joy.
Okay, Joy.
And you know, I can understand where you're coming from, because nobody likes to be teased. You made your, you made it known what the rules were in your house, and a person can't accept that, don't come.
Right.
You know, and I can appreciate, you know, where you're coming from, because that is your domain. You got your rules, you know, about how you want things done, and you're letting it be known up front. Okay, this is what it's going to be. Now, if you can't deal with that, see ya. Don't want to be ya.
Right.
So yes, yeah. I can understand where you're coming from with that. You know.
Yeah, but you're only halfway there though. You're saying, hey, don't come. So you're thinking, all right, she's not going to come. But if she's here and she's in my bedroom, she's getting thrown out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. If she is in your house, period, without going to your bedroom, what is the rule on that?
Like
just,
I said, she's safe.
Okay, she's safe. So just don't go near your bedroom without,
right.
You know, without getting it on.
Right.
Okay, well, like I said, I can understand that. Okay,
don't tease.
You know, she's coming to your house. Don't tease. But let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let me ask you this. What if you all get hot and heavy,
right,
and don't get to the bedroom? And then she's like, well, I got to go.
She plays games?
And
then
she's
out the door.
Okay. But she's not near your bedroom.
She's not on my bedroom.
I like my man.
She's not near your bedroom.
My man's like you up out.
And there's another thing, too. I had a discussion with another woman, and she's talking to me. She's asking my opinion about cheaters. I said nobody should ever cheat for almost any reason. I mean, if you cheat, then the contract that you have with your husband, your wife, is off. And she said, you know, this could have been all right. But she's saying to me now, like, if my boyfriend cheated on me or my husband cheated on me, I would. Can I curse on your show?
Oh, honey, please. This is internet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. She said I would fuck him up, you know. And I said to her, you know what? If you told your boyfriend or your husband that, and they cheated on you, I would not blame you if you got a baseball bat and you smack this guy around. Because I don't like women making excuses about hitting men, because there's a lot of domestic violence out there where women start it and they get away with it, and I don't like that. But if you made your rules known, and this guy is stupid enough to go cheat on a woman that he knows is going to fuck him up.
That will fuck him up.
Then he got to get fucked up. Got to get fucked up.
Oh, well.
Yo.
Oh, well.
Yo,
my man. Thank you. Hey, thank you for joining us, my man. We appreciate you have definitely taken us down a different road, but we don't care.
Well,
we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's freedom to me.
And make sure you join us again.
That's freedom, baby.
Yeah.
That is freedom.
That's what I consider it. I mean, you know, if you let somebody, with freedom comes responsibility. If I know what the rules are, if I work for a boss and he says to me, I got to work from 9 to 10 before I'm hired, I got to work from 9 to 10. I might try to negotiate, you know, later on, but I can't ask after the first day, the second day, say, you know what, I'm working from 9 to 5 now. The guy says, well, I'm not paying you to work from 9 to 5. With freedom comes responsibility. As long as you communicate in plain language what the rules are, what you're negotiating for. I like this thing like broken contracts you hear all the time about football players and basketball players breaking the contracts and Hollywood breaking the contracts. I don't believe in that. If you're in a contract, wait till the contract expires, then negotiate for a new contract. Because that's breaking your word, and I don't like that crap. You know?
Well, a lot of people don't have integrity. A lot of people don't have integrity and principles like you, and that's a problem too.
Well, they're not as outspoken.
My man, I like your swagger, because you're saying some of the things that I say on here, but I say it in a more colorful way. But you want some real stuff, though. You know what I mean? I always tell people, and a lot of times people come upset. Whatever we're engaged in is a contract. If a father has a son or a mother has a child. Mm-hmm. They've signed a contract. I, as a parent, have signed on to take care of you. You have signed on to be the best you that you can be, and I'm going to help you get there, and you got to go to school and get good grades. The moment you violate that, we are now in a different contract because you voided the one before.
Mm-hmm.
People say I'm crazy when I say that. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, I think my man done set some things off. Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
813. 813, you all with us. What's happening? 813, go right ahead.
Hello. You have a bad connection
okay,
on
here. That's all right. You can get back with us. But my man came in and brought a different flavor to the show, but it don't matter. He was speaking his piece, and that's a part of freedom.
That's
you
right.
Understand what I'm saying? Like my man said, you know, some people might mistake what he said. I don't mistake it because I say the same thing. If you come over to my crib, you're playing by my rules. And I already let you know the rules that, look, if you come over and you're hanging with me, it's best we hang here and then you go. Because once you step up in the Temple of Doom, it's going to be on and cracking. You feel me? That's a fair rule. It's not like you didn't know or I just came up with it while you were sitting there.
That's
you understand?
Right.
So, you know, it's, once again, there's some people who say, well, what they got to do with freedom, that is freedom. He had the freedom to come on here and say his piece in his own way, and that's part of his freedom, and we respect that. He gave us a few laughs, and he does, matter of fact, he done said some of the crazy shit KD was saying. Ain't that crazy?
Okay.
Brother steps up on here.
You sure they don't know each other?
Crazy mess that they can't be somebody. If he buy you a drink, you his for 3 days.
Say, bro, it all goes back to what I said earlier with rules. We all live by some rules. All of us.
Oh, you have to. You have to.
All of us. So, you know.
You have to live by some kind of rules. Otherwise, you know, it'd be a whole lot crazier than it is.
Absolutely. Common sense is not common. We find out that every day.
You pop back on, hit the number one if you want to jump in. Or if you're just chilling, okay, there you go. Let me let your opinion, because I know you want to say something. 813, you're on with us.
Good afternoon, you guys. Can you hear me better now?
There
yeah.
Go the neighbor,
hey,
there go the neighborhood.
Well, thanks for that, Kay Diddy. But
I
what I wanted to what I wanted to say is I think that that's the biggest problem that most people incur when you're talking about making agreements. You've got two different takes on that agreement, and that's where your conflict comes in. And normally it's because whatever the agenda that that individual had at the time when they thought they were making that agreement is where our problems come into play. Like this gentleman was talking about earlier, if he's got some woman that he's taking to his bedroom, she's going on there primarily on an emotional tip, probably, and he's going in there on the physical tip. And so that's where their problem goes wrong. And, yeah, nine times out of ten, that's where your problems are with communication and agreements, is that no two people have the same understanding about the agreement. And that's all I wanted to say today.
Hold on. Now, I'm going to give my man a chance to respond to that. I think he's still there.
Yeah,
my
I'm
man,
here.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you want to respond to that?
All of us understand the same language, English. Now,
no,
yeah,
we don't.
But wait a minute. Yeah, there may be some misinterpretations of it, but when a person lays out his rules clearly and the person that you're laying out the rules to says, yeah, I understand, then we're not going to keep on going around the Roseberry Bush saying, oh, you understand? Now, maybe I didn't understand what you understood. And now she's going to say, well, maybe I misunderstood what you understood, but I misunderstood what you misunderstood. No.
Why don't you just write out a contract, okay?
Yeah, that's
and
a good
that
thing.
Way,
some people have done that. But besides
there won't be no misunderstandings.
Well, no. People have to understand English. You enter my room, my bedroom, unless you get sick and you know, because you've already dated me, four or five or six times, you know the kind of person I am, you do not play games. No games. Now, if afterwards, let's say wasn't good. You want to leave? Not a problem. But you can't go inside my bedroom and go, oh, God, I know I'm naked in front of you, and you got a big heart on, and I think I should leave now. None of that shit. You want to leave. You want to leave.
Negotiation time then.
Huh?
It becomes negotiation time.
It's no negotiation. You're out of my freaking door.
Well, that's why you're home for a minute.
No negotiation. No. If you're sick, that's the real reason. If you're not sick, all of a sudden you're playing games. No negotiation. Bye-bye.
Oh.
You go downstairs, out the door, and your clothes, if you're lucky, go out the window. And you can go search for them outside, out in the backyard. But you're not staying around. There's none of that crap.
My man ain't playing. Hey, hold up, y'all. Hold up. Wow, the show got crazy, and we down to, like, the last minute, y'all. Join us again next week.
Yes, please do.
Right here.
Please do.
2:30, can a player play? You know, up on here, wherever the conversation go, we flow with it. So if you listen to the archives and you check us out, like, well, I don't get it. You don't need to get it. We just let it happen, baby. My man came on here, spoke his piece, and you welcome back anytime, brother. Come share your way with us, you know what I mean? Thank everybody that tuned in. The switchboard is lit up, 702s, the 213s, the 909s, pretty black in the chat room, all the folks listening to us online. Thank you all so much, man. But I'm going to go out like this. I was going to go out with something inspirational, but, you know, if you come to the man's domain, don't get too comfortable if you ain't trying to do what he's trying to do.